Jerry Miller, Tyler Tech.
All right. Welcome, everybody. This is Executive Consultant Jared Absher. I'm going to get the lines muted here. Welcome to the Sunday Night Business Builder call. Give me 1 second here. All right. Welcome, everybody. This is Executive Consultant Jared Absher from McKinney, Texas. You are on the Sunday Night Business Builder conference call. And I'm just so pumped and excited to be able to host this call. Got a lot of things going on within Ambit Energy, Ambition National Convention coming up. We're super pumped up about that. If you're new to the business or you may even be a guest tonight, we're going to kind of unpack some of those things as quick as we can. But first and foremost, just a little bit about myself. I've been in the business for over 10 years. This national convention, which is happening at the end of August, is going to be my 10th convention with Ambit Energy. So kind of been around the block for a little bit. But again, I'm humbled and honored to be able to host this call, get an opportunity. First and foremost, I want to thank number one income earner Brian McClure. He's actually been the number one income earner since 2007, so that's 12 years in a row. And I just recall him always setting the stage for over a decade now as a national consultant and doing trainings in the fifth floor, I think, of corporate building, where that was the only training that was in the local Dallas area as far as like a big event. And it had his training center in the Irving area in 2010 for a couple of years, and really just paved a way for all of us to be able to get in this opportunity, get some belief behind it, and really get it to grow and make it what it is and change our lives for ourselves and our family. If you're not aware of what's going on in that world with Brian McClure, the number one income earner, he is doing a sunset tour, which he's going to be pulling back the reins. He'll come to the major events as far as those things, but as far as individual trainings and group trainings, he's retiring from that. So we just want to wish him well and all that he's done over the past almost coming on 13 years now. So the Sunset Tour, you can go to Eventbrite, and if you type in Brian McClure Sunset Tour, it just comes up on the first page on Google, so it's pretty easy to find. They just had the Chicago, Illinois location on August 7th, but here's what's coming up, and there still are tickets available at certain venues. Tomorrow night, on Monday, August 12th, he's going to be in Portland, Maine. There are still tickets available for that. And in the next day, on Tuesday, August 13th, he's going to be in Scranton, Pennsylvania. I've got team members in Maine and in Pennsylvania going to both of those events. I promise you, this is the last time that you're going to hear Brian McClure up there on stage for a couple of hours mentoring and showing you how to build a successful sales and marketing organization. Guys, if you don't know him, you ever heard of his name before, he's one of the top 10 highest paid income earners in all of network marketing, not just in the U.S., but in the world. So I promise you there's going to be some nuggets of wisdom and some things of gold. As Norbert Hennessy would like to say, executive consultant from the Northeast, there'll be nuggets of gold up there. I promise you you're going to get some tremendous value. And then after that, on Wednesday of this week, the 14th, Brian McClure is going to be doing that. It's a 7 to 10 p.m. event in the local standard time. That's all Eastern, obviously, in Portland and in Scranton and then in Massachusetts. I'm not going to say what that city is. I have no idea how to pronounce that. It starts with an H and has some other letters in it, but it's in the Northeast. So make sure you get plugged into that event. And then on Thursday in Tyler, Texas, I'm sorry, but tickets are already sold out. We're super pumped. We're closing down the local Dallas meeting. A lot of team members in the Dallas-Fort Worth area are trucking it over to Tyler, Texas. We're super excited about that, the ability to be able to be at the feet of the leader, the water walking Yoda guru of Ambit Energy, number one income earner, Mr. Brian McClure. So hopefully if he's listening to the call tonight, I make him proud in that as well for hosting the call. And secondly, I'd be remiss to not thank the current host of the national call. So for the past probably about 12 years, number one income earner Brian McClure has hosted this call repeatedly and just done a tremendous job of just leading the way over the ups, ebbs, and falls and network marketing and industry changes and all the things that happen within generally in business or for us within the mind game of what can happen in our psyche about, are we think we're good enough? Do we think we're qualified to build this business? All those different things. But he passed the torch for the national call on over to national consultants Mary and Richard and Wado, which are Millionaire Club members, Thompson Leadership Award winners, top 50 income earners, co-founder leadership, council members, and I'm a little biased, but they're also my personal sponsors within the business. So we thank them for their time, energy, and effort in carrying on the torch and getting some great world-class speakers within the company and getting the national call and just really building it and helping to add value, because that's what we're about. I believe that's what Brian's heart was with the national call for the past 12-plus years, was to add value and really help you make a positive change for you and your family, not financially, but just as a person. how you relate to your spouse, how you relate to your family, how you relate to your friends, how you relate to your business partners, all those things. So transition from number one incomer Brian McClure to national consultants Marion, Richard, and Wado. And again, I'm just humbled and honored to have the opportunity to be able to host this specific call, but then more importantly, our special guest. So let's unpack this real quick. Tonight's guest is absolutely, unequivocally going to knock your socks off, okay? The only way this is going to make a positive difference for you, it's going to be impressive, and it's going to be motivating, and it's going to be transformational, but it can't change you long-term unless you take notes, okay? There's a limitation to our time span and attention. You know, human beings have attention spans of gnats, basically, okay? And we all know how big gnats of brains are and everything like that, so they're pretty small. So take some notes, write down the things that stick out to you the most, and I promise you it's going to provide value to you and bring some things up that can help make a difference for you and your family and just create a legacy of something that's really powerful and important. So with that being said, let me give him a quick introduction. So he is a Millionaire Club member. He's also a top 50 income earner. He's also a Thompson Leadership Award winner, just as Marion, Richard, and Wado are Thompson Leadership Award winners. That's the highest honor that you can get within Ambit Energy. That's assessed by our CEO, none other, Jerry Thompson Jr. And, you know, that award comes after his father, Jerry Sr. Of course, you know, his father and two uncles started 7-Eleven Southland Corporation about 100 years ago, and that award is handpicked and selected every single year, so that is a true honor. And he's also a multiple Pacesetter Award winner. Now, we're going to talk about what that specific award is as we go through the interview, so I want to let the cat out of the bag on that. All you folks that have been in the business for a number of years, you know what that is, but those who don't, that's going to be something you want to make sure you pay attention to when we bring it back up in the call. But without further ado, it's executive consultant. And, you know, we're going to have a little fun thing at the end. It's called Coach's Corner. So if you're not sure who he is just yet, you know, I know you should know. But he's executive consultant. He's only about 5 feet tall times two. Okay. It's executive consultant Coach Alan Johnson from Tyler, Texas. Coach, can you hear me? Coach, can you hear me? Hang on a second, guys. Give me 1 second. Let me bring him on real quick. All right, guys, I have got none other than EC Coach Alan Johnson on the line. Being a rookie novice of, you know, never hosting a national call before, so obviously we don't know if we hit the right button, this button, that button. We did practice a little bit, but Doug Parker, national consultant, if you could just shoot me a text to make sure we're still live on the air and I'm not talking to myself. But, Coach, if you didn't hear me, did you hear me on the introduction? I just want to make sure because it was really good.
I did, and I'm very humbled by what you said, and I appreciate your kind words, Jared. I see it as an honor to be here to visit a co-educator, a man like yourself that has worked tirelessly for his family, and then also for so many people that have partnered with you in this journey. And so I appreciate those kind words, but the reflections back at you because I know what you've accomplished and what you're going to accomplish with the business.
Well, yeah, we talked a little bit yesterday about, hey, you know, how could we really add value to everyone within Ambit Energy that's going to be listening to this call live, but also this is stored on topambitleaders.com and also on a Facebook page that lists the business builder calls. So if you're not keyed into that via Facebook, get yourself plugged into that because these recordings are live breathing things that just live on and people can get value on it. I'm not sure what we're going to call topically as far as a title, but we've got some bullet points we wanted to go over. And, you know, I know when we talked, it was really about your heart of wanting to add value to their consultants and really just give them a kind of a picture of, you know, where they're going to be going from here in the future. So let's get cracking at it. So you've got two beautiful kids, which are not kids anymore. You've got Caleb, who's in law school, and you've got a daughter, Rachel, who just graduated recently from Oklahoma, lives in Dallas and working at a sports company. So you've got kids through college, kind of working into their year and career. You've got a beautiful wife, Leanne, that you've been married to for a couple decades now. All right. And she's still keeping you around, which that's awesome. I see that things on Facebook. And I'm sure, Coach, everything is just hunky-dory and there's never any problems in your life or anything like that, right?
Yeah. Utopia is at 2020 Holly Leaf in Tyler, Texas, whatever. Yeah, you got that right, Jared. I've been I don't say this lightly. I literally feel as though I'm one of the most blessed people that is on this earth right now. And it has to do with a lot. Primarily, it starts and finishes with my family. You know, my wife of 31 years has put up with a lot from me. She's got a lot of jewels in her crown, brother, let me tell you that. And, you know, doctors told us we would never have children, but the good Lord says, yes, you will. And so I appreciate you bringing up my children. Ambit Energy is Rachel's fault anyway. So
okay, let's get to that, okay? So, you know, we wanted to start with the big picture, like, okay, you're financially free for those that don't know that. And obviously, let's cover this right quick, you know, income disclosure. That's just listed on the Amb Energy website, all of our business websites. We can't obviously promise any specific income anybody can make with the business, but what we can do is just tell our story and how Amb Energy has changed our life. And so let's rewind to the time that you got started within the business. Obviously, your kids were not in college. Your kids were kind of sort of almost in high school and those type of things. And as a matter of fact, you know, Rachel wasn't even driving. And let's talk about what was your scenario and life like? Because I didn't say, you know, obviously what you did professionally. Obviously, we're both educators. But just unpack that. What was your life like before you even heard about Ambit Energy? Let's just start right there.
I didn't have enough time to breathe is what my life was like between being a dad, a husband, a teacher, a coach, a son, a brother, you know, my wife's family had a farm and we spent countless hours over there because we had Leanne and I had cattle on the farm, and that was our life. It revolved around, you know, while I was in season, it revolved around a 90 to 100 hour work week at the gym and at the school. When we were not in season, it was still a 60 hour week at the school. In the summers, my jobs were teaching driver's ed, cutting, raking, baling hay. It was doing basketball camps. And as my children were getting older, it was rushing Rachel around the state for junior volleyball because she was involved in volleyball. And Caleb, the different AAU tournaments all across the state, and as he got older, even into other states. And, you know, it was just crazy. And I say this, Jared, you being a fellow teacher, you know, in my opinion, and I've said this publicly, so I might as well say it on this call, outside of our civil service, now this is only my humble opinion, but outside of our civil service, our military, police, fire, et cetera, I believe that teachers are the most underpaid and underappreciated profession in society. And I loved what I did. I loved every single day of 30 years. And throughout my career, I got approached by friends that were doing all the other things you've heard of. And I'm not going to knock those other companies, but I never wanted to be involved in a company where I had to sell stuff to my family and friends that they may not need for me to make money. And I stayed away from them, but I would go to the meetings to support them. I'd go one time when it was over with, I'd be out the back door with a bottle of water and a cookie and say, thanks for having me. Boom, I'm gone. And I was doing the same thing the night I looked at it. And it was just a chance encounter with national consultant Regina Gale, who had called me up about a high school reunion. And in the conversation, she mentioned she was doing a business that I needed to take a look at. And I told her I don't do those kind of things. And a few weeks later, when I called to confirm attending, she mentioned it again. And I said, look, I'd like to see you. So why don't you just drive up to Tyler? I'll get some people together for you and you show it to them and we'll see what happens. And as I sat and looked at the business presentation that every one of you on this call have watched, for me, what resonated was, every single person I knew would be getting up the next day to go to a job. And every single one of those people were going to a job to do these things, put food on the table and feed their family and pay for bills they knew were coming. And one of the first bills that they were going to pay would be their electricity bill. And I knew most of the people that I knew bellyached about the electric bill, especially this time of the year. All of my friends that are up in the Northeast, we're getting Texas good and crisp for you here in just a few weeks.
just
wait. And so, you know, at that same time, Jared, like it's about timing with people. My daughter was 14 and a half years old, and she was asking for whether or not she was going to get a car when she turned 16. And she was the youngest in her class, so most of her friends were starting to turn 16, and a lot of them were getting cars. And I was telling her it's not going to happen. But at the night I sat there and I realized I didn't have to sell anything. I could work this at whatever pace I wanted to. It's the largest shift of wealth that we'll see in our business history. I knew some people who use electricity. I went from an absolute not going to do it walking in the door to signing up. And my goal was simply to make $400 and get my daughter a car on her birthday. And $400 wouldn't get her much of a car. So I was after a cash car. I was after something that could be trustworthy around our little city here for her to run her and her brother to the events they were involved in, whether it be Young Life Student Council, FCA, or their practices, or just to go hang out with friends. My wife and I, being coaches, we were having to really script out our week to be able to lead practices and get kids to their stuff. I was leaning on my assistants a lot, and I felt bad about it being the head coach. So I went to work with no time. Jared, I built my business driving to and from my office. And I challenge everyone on this call that think you don't have time, do this one thing. Make your list on Sunday for the week. Put two and three people a day down that you want to call that week. And in your commute to and from work, start building your business. There's no reason to be listening to George Strait or Taylor Swift or Snoop Dogg or whoever you listen to on the radio. Start listening to yourself on the radio. I found value in windshield time. I found value in valuing the 24 hours that God was giving me each day. And as this thing started to materialize and I started making money, I found greater value in the fact that I knew I had something on that I could change other people's lives. And then I started getting rebuttal from people about how it wouldn't work and all this other stuff. And it was every time I reflected back on why I was doing this business, and every time Rachel, who had no idea what I was doing, she had no idea about my goal, she had no clue whatsoever, but as a teenager, and I love my daughter with every ounce of being, she was warning me about that. Can I please have a car? She started asking her grandparents, hey, can you help me get my dad to get me a car? And the whole time I'm over here on the side coaching, teaching, and driving to and from work, making phone calls.
So let me unpack this real quick. So let me ask you this question. Would you be in this business right now if it was something that was product-based that you had to sell?
Without any reservation, no. Absolutely not.
So even though you were against network marketing or anything that those type of businesses, was it just that simple, that it's product versus not product?
For me, it went back to what I said earlier. Unconscious, like Brian says, unconscious pay for habitually used every second of every day, and people got to pay for it whether they want to or not if they want to stay cool here in Texas.
So you gave away part of the part-time. That's the next topic, right? But I want to ask you this because we kind of talked about this. You when we talked, you said, okay, you know, what's the kind of big impact point number one that everybody needs to be taking notes? And I've got some great note stuff right here already that we're kind of recap in a minute. But you said when most people start their journey with Ambit, it's about money, but it has to be something specific about it. And can you unpack that for us? What did you mean by that when we were talking initially yesterday?
Well, for me, you know, and I hope everybody sees this. For me, you know, I had the honor last Saturday of listening to Tim Devine and Jay Sanborn and my Polish redneck brother Peter Luda on a training that Derek White does called the Ambit Gift. And I listened to these guys speaking, and in their delivery, and they did an exceptional job. Each one of them talked about the strength of the why. It wasn't their point of focus, but it just kept getting brought up and brought up over and over and over again. And what resonates with me is, you know, we say it this way, if your why doesn't make you cry, go find it. And personally, what I'm enjoying is, yeah, there's been some successes for my family, but it's knowing that everybody on this call has got something that can change people's lives. It's so powerful whenever you really understand what you have your hands on. It's not you're going to make your money, people, if you're working it the right way. And it's a grind. It's a grind worth grinding out. I use this analogy quite often, Jared, and for everybody. You know, if I put that $1 million on the table whenever you walk into the Kay Bailey Hutchison Conference here in a couple of weeks for Convention Center, and you see me sitting at a table, and on one side of the table I've got $1 million, and on the other side of the table I've got a penny. And the only thing I want you to decide, do you want the $1 million now, or are you willing to wait a month to get this penny double today for the month? 99.9% of the people are going to grab the money and run with it because we want it right now. But for that 0.01% of people that wait on that penny, at the end of the month, they're going to be $7.4 million wealthier.
Mm.
And the point I make with that is, if you're in this business and you're frustrated because it's not happening yet, understand it will if you will give it a chance to materialize and for you to mature so your business can mature. Here's something I want to say to you. I hope it resonates with you people. Rome wasn't built in a day, but a brick was laid every single day. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
I hope it does. And this business of knowing what you're after, why you're doing it, you have a vision and you're a visionary and you understand it is attainable and you trust our corporate office to continue to be innovative and give you a fighting chance. See, a lot of people get in this and they get told no two or three times. They throw their hands up and they walk away from it. A lot of people get in this and they'll get a customer that might call them a little bit upset, and they get upset with their customer and they walk away from it. Sometimes you got to be diplomatic and let them understand. I had a customer call me the other day, Jared, upset, madder than a hornet, as we say down here. And for you people up north, that means they were very upset. And the thing about it was, is I went by their house. He was red in the face. He couldn't believe how expensive his ambient energy bill was. I sat him down. I kept a calm approach because I had a hunch. And when I looked at his bill, he had used 2,100 more kilowatts that month than he had the month before. It's hot down here. And those air conditioners are nonstop. And they run all the time, which is absorbing a lot of electricity. The guy went from mad to happy. He was not mad at Ambit all of a sudden anymore. He was mad at himself. He didn't realize what he was doing. He was doing what everybody does, cooling their home. And then the bill comes in a shocker. You know, Jared, I think I told you this yesterday. The first 32 people that I talked to told me no. Most of them told me, I can't do it. Most of them told me it wouldn't work. Most of them told me it was a pyramid. Most of them motivated me more than they'll ever know. All of them motivated me more. Tell me I can't do something and I really want to do it. By golly, I'm going to go do it. I'm going to go do it for two reasons. Number one, I've got a reason for doing it. And number two, I'm going to prove your butt wrong. I'm going to show you it can be done. I tell my team down here, and I work with some of the most awesome people anyone can ever meet. And I tell them, the more no's you hear, the bigger your business is going to be. Go for the no. Be okay with a no. Don't get offended by the no. Understand that those people, the timing just isn't right. But always go back to them because they deserve a chance. See, my opinion is, if you're over the age of 18, and there's millions of those coming every year in our country, they deserve a chance to know what you got your hands on. And if you're sitting back being bashful, being reserved, you're not in ambit. Take pride in what you're a part of. Take ownership in what you're a part of. Every single person on this call is a business owner. I was a coach. I was a teacher. Jared was a teacher. He's a business. We're not business owners. Yes, we were. I tell people all the time, when I do meetings sometimes, I go around the room and I ask people what they do. And they start naming off their occupation. And I sit there whenever I get to the last person, I'm shaking my head, kind of looking at them like I did my team sometimes at halftime when we were behind to a team we should be way ahead up on. And they're kind of looking at me like, you don't look too happy. And I said, y'all are missing the point. anytime you're out and about, you get a conversation with another person, and you can bring out the question of what do you do, and you say, I sell insurance, you're wrong. I'm a basketball coach, you're wrong. I'm a rancher, no, you're not. Practice what you are. Have it ready to roll off your mouth. That you're an independent consultant, you partner with the fastest growing company in America, and you're in the area expanding, and you're looking for entrepreneur people with grit that would like a piece of the largest shift of wealth America will ever see in business. Be ready.
Ooh, I'm glad that was recorded. So we'll have to refresh that. I know nobody got that note wise, but I promise you, that's different than just saying, hey, I'm a librarian. And then what do they say? Wah, wah.
Right.
So, all right, we got a lot of cool stuff there. So let's keep it trucking, all right? I think we're moving real fast, like the Shinkansen in Japan, right? We're moving like 140 miles an hour. So the next point was part-time your way to profits. Now, this is fact, okay? This is not hodgepodge, pie in the sky. So you fast-track to RC and SC. You super fast-track to EC in 8 months. So obviously that's proof that getting promoted quicker is better than, you know, taking forever to get promoted. But you won the Pacesetter Award 2 years in a row. And for those of you who don't know that, that's for having the most senior consultants developed in that year period between ambition to ambition in your EC business. So you told it to me like, you know, hey, that's about helping others. But kind of unpack that, because, I mean, the reality is you became in the millionaire club with Amba Energy while part-time still teaching 100% of the way through. I don't think people really understand that. That means you're in a millionaire club and you did it 100% while you're still working full-time as a teacher with your busy schedule and a coach. So, I mean, just hit us over the head with, you know, how was that experience? Because obviously I know you didn't have a ton of time. You already mentioned it, but that's reality. So anybody taking notes, that's happened. That's fact. That happened on a full-time basis. You could become a millionaire. Well, that's just your story. I didn't say you could, but anybody else on the call, but this is what Coach did. So take it from there, Coach. I mean, power your way into lifetime profits. I mean, what does that mean to you? And what can you share with everybody about that?
I'm going to start with this. What motivated me every day to continue to work this business and not miss a single opportunity to build the business was why I was doing the business. I was going to surprise my daughter. Because I surprised my daughter, I was going to surprise my son. But I look up, and as time goes, and, you know, people, we miss this point. In a couple of hours, Sunday's over with. You got this day. You get to look at yourself and answer this question, what did you do for your ambit business today? Tomorrow, you're going to be gifted 24 hours. What are you going to do tomorrow with your 24 hours? People ask me all the time, what do you call this group that you work with, Team 212? And it's something that I picked up on when I was a young man. At 211 degrees, water boils. At 212 degrees, steam occurs, enough to move a locomotive. We laid the tracks to America production and westward expansion through Manifest Destiny and the Transcontinental Railroad, moving mountains with steam at 212 degrees. How does that relate to this? You go have a bad day at work. You have kids that are upset. You've got a busy schedule. You don't think you can get anything done. But if you're willing to find that extra degree, do a little bit more every day, you can move your mountains. And I'm sitting there, and I look up, and my daughter's time for her to go to college. And we had it planned out. She was going to live at the house, get a part-time job, go to UT, University of Texas at Tyler. She didn't want to do that. She could go to Tyler Junior College first. And I can see her in my mind while I'm telling you guys about this with tears in her eyes because she wanted to go to a major college. She wanted to blossom and go and be involved in a big sorority. And be at a major university that had incredible sports and just social life and all the things any kid would want to do. And that was what I was doing. Started busting my rear end. And I remember during her junior year when I went in, I said, Rachel, it's on you. She said, what do you mean? I said, that ACT, SAT score, it's on you. Start applying to where you want to go to school. She said, really, Dad? I said, I mean it. You do it. I wasn't thinking that we were going to pay for 4 years of out-of-state tuition, regular tuition, room, board, books, meals, sorority due, spring break trips, allowances, and cash over 4 years at that time. But what I did is every day I did something with my business. Every day I was making phone calls. Every day I was following up. Every day I was looking for customers. Every day I was asking my customers for referrals. And every time they gave me a referral, I made sure that referral knew about the business opportunity. If they didn't want to do it, then here, become my customer, and who do you know? And I was teaching other people, and I was getting into other people. And I was meeting people that, like a good friend, I won't call names, but a very good friend of mine now that I met through Ambit, he had a foreclosure notice on his house when he started Ambit. His corporate office let him go from his job. I mean, he had a terrible month. He started working. I started working with him. We were spending a lot of time together. He doesn't even work now to pay his mortgage. Matter of fact, he retired from his job because of the success he's had in this business. I pour more into other people because I sit back and I know I call Ambit my financial God wink for a reason. And whenever someone joins me in the business and they're willing to put time and effort in, and I consider time and effort to be every day. And I don't mean 8 hours a day. I don't even mean 4 hours a day. I think about people like Chad Crenshaw. He'll be up at 4 o'clock in the morning. But I guarantee you he's probably on this call. And when he gets off this call, he's probably going to be on some calls with his team until who knows what time. And he will be up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and he'll be busting at his construction sites so that he can get through in the afternoon and find time to work his business some more, probably go to a meeting somewhere. I think about a 79-year-old man who rode to Paris, Texas with me last Monday night to do a business presentation. Comes home from that, we get back to Tyler. He drives to his home in Jacksonville, probably gets home around 11:30 that night, and the next day is in Pasadena, Texas, south of Houston, for a business presentation with a guest who joined him in the business. And he's turned around and going back down there. He turned around and went back again Friday, and he's turned around and going back down there again Tuesday. I think about the man that we're all looking forward to appreciating for what he's poured into each one of us in Brian McClure this next week. And if you ever hear Brian tell his full story, when he started in direct sales, the man slept in his car. Now, I ask you, what are you doing to get to where you want to go? How much are you putting into yours? There's countless stories far reaching beyond these that I just brought up. But the number one money earner in Ambit Energy, one of the top money earners in the world, slept in a car. And if you know Brian, he's not a small person on the Whatever It Takes program because he knew there was something coming. And then you get people who join you in the business, and you understand what I said earlier. I care about people who join in this business that really want to build it, and they really want to do it the right way, really want to follow the expectations of our corporate office, and are not willing to cut corners or shortchange anything. You remember, Jared, there used to be a fad. Everybody wore this bracelet that said WWJD, What Would Jesus Do? You remember those?
I do, yep.
Well, I look at it the same way. I'm a man of faith, but I also throw a little curve in there. WWJD, What Would Jerry Do?
Ooh, I like it.
Because when we walk in our corporate office, it says, never substitute integrity for growth. Never allow good enough to be good enough. And I like it when it's hard. I like it when stuff it's not easy. I love challenges. Sports has taught me that. Anyone on this call that's got children, you've been through it. And you're sitting here with something that can change every single person in your life, yet we don't take full advantage of the opportunity to go out and do something with it. Here's the key word: every day. If it's 15 minutes, beautiful. If it's 30, beautiful. If it's an hour, beautiful. See, don't have this mindset that I'm talking about from 6 to 7. That's not my point. That's 15-minute drive to work, 15-minute drive home from work, 10 minutes here, maybe 15 minutes later in the evening. I'm describing me. My typical day when I was coaching started at 7 a.m. on the way to school, and we were when we were not in season, coming home about 7 p.m. because we had weight room and open gym after school. When we were in season, which was from October until March, that was 7 a.m. to school, 10 o'clock home after workouts, junior high games that I would make an appearance at. When my team had games, it was 7 a.m. to typically 11 at home games and after midnight on road games. So anybody tells me they don't have the time to do this, not that I'm better than you, it's just that your reason for doing it isn't strong enough.
Woo, man. That is stronger than a garlic milkshake, as my good friend, Nash consultant Doug Parker, likes to say. He's also from East Texas. So, Coach, let's hit this. Now, we're going to go like 5 minutes over, okay, whatever. If you're on the north northeast, I apologize. You know where the hang-up button is. You can hit up and get the recording later. So God bless you if you got to go. Stay on if you can, but I promise you, make sure you hit the recording once it's posted. But so let's talk about this. We got this and then one other thing, recapping your closing comments, Coach. But so you hit the first one about people don't practice the skills they need. You made that suggestion of, you know, whether they're supposed to practice. I want something to be practical for people. So can you dive into that when you said, look, if you're not going to listen to the radio, I mean, what should they specifically be doing as a way to practice the skills? And you said that most people don't take enough time to practice the skills to do this. And where can they utilize that? And what do they actually need to do, like, specifically?
I love this question. I appreciate the reminder because we didn't mention this, and I like talking about it, Jared. It's simply this. Whenever I brought up that hour to 30 minutes, see, I don't want you sitting there thinking, my friends, that I'm saying make calls and invite people. Whenever a freshman walked in the gym while I was coaching, they all thought they were Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, Kobe Bryant, LeBron, and all these other players, and they weren't. I used to hold a basketball up, and I'd say this basketball represents everything there is to know about the sport from its inception to right now. Every single successful world champion, college NCAA champion, high school champions, it's all in this ball. And I would roll it around to where the needle hole was where you put the air in. And I'd point at it, and I'd say, this is what you know. Be coachable. I'd say that every year as a freshman for 30 years. You see, when a marketing consultant starts this business, I look at them as freshmen in high school. A lot of people get in this and they think that they're traditional business, they'll be able to do business with Ambit. And I've watched traditional, incredibly successful traditional business people fail at this because they try to employ people instead of partner with people. So what I mean is, and what I like about this is I practice my skill set. Everybody needs to be practicing your skill set. You need to be able, like I said earlier, if someone asks you what you do, it needs to roll out of you fluidly, not robotically. You don't need to call someone and read a script. You need to practice what you're doing, practice your skill set. Be able to make a layup before you can make a 4 foot from the block off the glass jumper. Be able to make a layup and then off the glass jumper from the block to the elbow. My players would have to make five shots in a row from 4 feet in front of the basket without anything but net before they could move out to start their practice on their own before I went up to start the official practice. My guards would have to get two balls and go over on the side and do dribble drills on their own. My posts would be down there doing wall bangs and stuff on their own before we even started our own practice because that was their skill set. That's what we needed them to be good at so that we as a team could be successful. You see, most people miss the validation piece of the system. That's part of the skill set. That's where you get your coach involved and let your coach close out your workouts for you. You need to practice whenever you get into a situation where people start saying it's a pyramid scheme. How do you rebuttal that? You know, there's a million and one ways to skin that cat. I love using the analogy of this. The greatest pyramid scheme ever created was by one man who told 12 disciples, and we still do it today. Do you want to call Ambit a skill set? I mean, a pyramid. What do you say when people tell you it won't work? What do you say when they tell you it's too late? How do you overcome objections? If you're not practicing overcoming those objections, you're going to stumble. You're not practicing your invitation to be sincere with people and you're robotic in it, they're going to pick up on it. And here's something that I really want everyone to understand that I feel. If you're not sincere in what you're saying to people, they're going to pick it up. And they're going to be the quicker no than anything else, because they don't want to do the business just to help you get what you want out of it. When you understand that we're helping people, that we're making a difference in our communities, we're making differences in people's lives. You brought up a librarian earlier, Jared. It's ironic you brought up that part of education, but literally I can tell you this. One of my first customers was a librarian. She saved enough with Ambit. She was a single woman living with her mother who was ill. They did not have enough money month to month to afford her mother's medication. The savings from Ambit allowed her to afford her mother her medication. Her mother eventually passed away. But she says to this day, thanks to her savings with Ambit, she got 4 more years with her mother than she would have got without Ambit.
Wow.
That is, to me, see, that touched my heart as deep as it could be touched. Not because of what I did, but because of the company that I get to represent on a daily basis. To be able to go out into my community and to other communities and speak profoundly about what I believe in, as you should, as all of us should. But if you're not practicing to prepare yourself to be professional in your area, you're missing a key component of this business. Don't be robotic. Be real. Be a servant. Want to help people. Want to change lives. Just be real.
Ooh, man, okay. Let's do a quick recap, and then we're going to take a 90-second timeout. And we'll bring us on the basketball court and bring us in the huddle and bring it on home, because somebody got to make the winning shot. And I don't know if it's going to be me or not, but hopefully it's somebody else. But, okay, so we got everyone has to go to work somewhere, so they got to do that to get out of pay their bills. To and from work, windshield time, strength of the why, $1 million on the table versus a penny for 30 days at doubles. I just wrote and scribbled and circled 7.4 million. I like the 0.01% more than the other one. Rome wasn't built in a day, but one brick was laid every day. The first 32 for you said no, and then there's some other stuff behind that too. 34 through 53 said no, a little deeper, and then 54 said yes. So that's a lot of hard work to get your first two consultants, I promise you. 212 degrees, find that extra degree no matter what when water boils. Part-time your way to whatever your goal is. What are you doing to sacrifice to get what you want every day something? Be coachable, employ versus partner with people, missing out on validation, be professional, sincere, and non-robotic. So that was just a ton of wisdom you just dumped on us, Coach. I want to thank you for your time. I know you were trucking back from a trip in Houston and barely got in the door right before the call and everything based on traffic. But, like, get us in the basketball court and the floor, and it's like, you know, one second left on the clock or 2.5 seconds left on the clock, you can make one pass and one shot. It's a 90-second timeout, and we're in the huddle, and you got the playbook, and you got the board and the marker. You're ready to give us the play. What can you leave us in that 90 seconds? And if it's long as 90 seconds, that's fine. But point being is it's crunch time. Ambition's coming around the corner. You know, just close us out, and then I'll unmute the lines. Everybody can say goodnight and thank you.
Well, Jared, I'm going to start this by saying thanks for being a captain of my team tonight. I appreciate you've done a wonderful job of picking my brain. I hope I brought value to everybody. I hope that I hope I stepped on some of your toes. But I did it because I call it tough love. I care about every one of you. I don't care if I'm financially rewarded to you or not. You represent something that's important to me and my team and my family. You are all representatives of the fastest growing company, in my opinion, that will one day be number one in the world in direct sales. You represent a company that's still in its infancy if you look at the direction we can go and what we will go over time. You all are individually business owners with a chance to go out and change your life. I beg and I literally pray that you do not give up on your opportunity, because if you do, it's not Jerry and Chris's fault. It's not your upline's fault. It's the man or woman that you see in that mirror. It's their fault, because all the systems are in place. That's the plays. All the tools are there. That's the game winners. It's up to you, as not to be a broken record, to practice what you do. In a couple of weeks, I'll be seeing you in Dallas. If I don't see you in Dallas, I'm sorry. You're posing. And I know life happens. I've got people on my team that says, Coach, I'm not going to go. It's just going to be the same old thing. I don't take their calls anymore. Not to be mean to them, not to be rude to them. It's just that this is that important to me. And it's that important to me for those that are on my team that are wanting to be successful in this business. I've watched some people get to certain levels and they've walked away from it. That's their prerogative. That's fine and dandy. They got their $1 million. They're good. I'm still doubling my penny. I want every one of you to take this key piece of advice. Keep doing what you're doing going into the big show. Go for the no right now. Keep working your list. Start, be ready. Because when you leave ambition, you're going to be as excited as you possibly can be excited to go back. It's not about the promotions they're going to give you. It's not about whether or not there's new markets. Nothing's going to change in the system. But you're going to go home, and for those that are sharing the plan right now, when you get home, you're going to be following up with the people that told you maybe. You're going to be following up with the people that told you no, and I tell you to go back to them because they're going to hear in your voice a difference. You're going to have that difference in your voice. Try not to. You will fail. I promise you. It will be there. The AT&T, Verizon, Sprint towers are going to get fried around the American Airlines Center about 4:30 on Saturday when we're walking out of there because I'm telling you, you better bring one of those battery chargers that you can bring with you to charge your battery. Because if you mess around on your phone during it, you let your power go down, you're going to be upset because there's going to be people making calls. And then you're going to go home, and then the challenge is going to happen. What are you going to do whenever you're excited, you're motivated, you're inspired, and the first 13 people you talk to tell you, I told you no before, I'm telling you no again. What are you going to do when the next 5 people you talk to say, yeah, I want to do that. Call me back in a week when I get paid. And then they forget how to answer their phone. Or are you one of those people that you wrote down 15 people's names and you haven't gotten around to calling all 15 of them yet, and that's all you're going to do? You see, everybody that you bring in the business, you will never run out of people to talk to if you've got the servant's heart, and I know every one of you do. Bring someone in, get into their list, and help them reach their goals, and yours will be a byproduct of theirs. Again, keep doing what you're doing, and if you're not doing it yet, get on the wagon and start doing it every day. Practice the skill set. Invite people to take a look. Don't wait for some triple or quadruple because maybe it won't come. There's people on this call that are putting people off because they want to make triple money off of them. That's not a servant's heart. If they're ready to get going, put their butt in. Let them get going. Share the wealth. Share your knowledge, love on people, and be proud to be a part of Ambit Energy.
Woo. Smoking. All right, man. I don't know if you were sitting down or not, if you were pacing. Like, I'll pick up the stand up, especially when I host the call and everything. But, Coach, I really appreciate it. I'm going to unmute the lines, and everybody can say thank you to Coach Alan Johnston. And here we go. Tell him how much you appreciated his call. Here we go.
Thank you, John.
Great job,
thank
Coach.
You,
great song.
Thank
great
you.
Song.
Thank
you,
Coach.
Thanks, Jared. Way to host the call. That was awesome.
Thank you, Coach.
Right.
Thank
you, Coach.
So much, Coach.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you,
Coach.
Awesome.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Coach.
Got many nuggets.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.